Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Dwayne Long. Dan Rubin is on assignment. Dwayne, this feels like old times, my man. If your dogs don't bark during the show, I'm going to be disappointed. It's good to talk to you.
It's been a while since we've done this, man. Think about it. It's been, I don't want to think about it. we'll see what the dogs are going to do. They're kind of still sleepy, but that could change it. Any minute.
Yeah, only when Dan is off do you and I do the shows together. Man, we go way back to Front Row Radio, early parts of Bucknuts Morning 5, so always good to chat with you. Let's get to matters of business. It's going to be a good day for the Buckeyes, I think. Kenyatta Jackson, the number 7 edge rusher in the country, number 78 overall player in the country in the 2022 class, a young man out of Hollywood, Florida. All signs are pointing to him being a Buckeye. I mean, you have the Dean, Bill Kerlick. You have the Fong, Steve Wilt Fong, both have crystal balls in for the Buckeyes. That tells me everything I need to know, Dwayne. Kenyatta Jackson is going to make his announcement at 2 o'clock today Eastern. He's going to do it on CBS HQ. People can watch it live. That's a free streaming service. Dwayne, sounds like Kenyatta Jackson is all Buckeye.
It sounds like it. This has been trending for a while now. I like that the kid actually took his time. He didn't let anybody rush him. He decided, you know, this was his time to – go ahead and pull the trigger. And, you know, this is a big time get, Dave. This kid is a player. You know, we got a couple other ends we want to try to bring in this class. Boer and Eni White, that would be just the haul for the ages to get all three of those. But this is the start. You know, this is the one you got one now. You want to get at least two, hopefully three, but you get one here. And, you know, this kid is a player. One thing that I really liked when I was watching his film is how he plays smart. I've watched him. I noticed how he played the zone read. He was patient. I mean, you like kids that are just football smart. And we saw that out of him. He's got the explosion. Definitely an edge kid. No question about it. Let Mick have him for a while. He may not appear right away simply because, well, we'll see about the weight. You don't know with weight so often. Is when did they do that? When did you get him on a scale? He's listed in about the mid-230s. So you want to get some weight on him. The way things are set up now, he can still play his first year, but mostly it's going to be packing some weight on him. And getting him ready to play every down. But this is a great get for us, Buckeye Nation.
Yeah, I love that he, as you mentioned, he's a true edge rusher. This isn't like a tweener that, oh, is he going to grow into like a three tech? I just love that he is just a true edge rusher. You know, go get the quarterback. That's what they need. I'm really glad. Again, it's not official yet, Bucknutters, but it's about as official as you can get. You will find out for sure at 2 o'clock today. Dwayne, this 2022 class is interesting. They're ranked number one for the longest time, even though it was, I guess, somewhat early in the process. They were ranked number one in the country for like several months. And then with Quinn Ewers obviously reclassifying, with Jaheim Singletary decommitting, and, you know, they haven't really had many commits in recent months. They're now down to eighth in the country. So this will help today getting Kenyatta Jackson. Ohio State's ranked eighth in the country in the 2022 class. I'm going to get your thoughts on this class. The good news, though, it's a little misleading because they have the second highest average player ranking in the country behind only Alabama. And they're barely behind Alabama. Ohio State has an average player ranking of 93.9. Bama is 94.1. And, you know, they're so Ohio State's second best quality class in the country. How do you feel about this class? Where do you think it's going to end up when the dust settles?
I love it, but I love the class, but this is something I've maintained as long as there's been a Bucknuts and I was involved, and that goes back to the very beginning. I don't pay any attention really to this overall ranking. I mean, if you end up with number one class, great, but mostly I'm looking at filling needs. Get the guys you need at the right positions. And, you know, having an overload at one position to put you at number one doesn't really help you. You want to get the players you need. And I think we have really done a great job of that. And we're continuing along the lines. You look at who we're lined up with and who we might get, like Hero Canoe, who is just a great defensive tackle prospect. I still think that he's definitely a kid that Buckeyes could pull in. You know, we've got so many kids that are going to fill needs, top guys at their positions. That to me is more important. If we end up with the number one class overall, great. But just to get the guys that we need at the positions we need to bring in talent at.
Switching gears, Buckeyes at Indiana this Saturday. Buckeyes favored by 20.5. Your thoughts on this game? You think, I mean, Indiana's defense, I think, is legit. Their offense has been terrible. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, again, just to back up your points, their offense has just been, I've watched them twice and, you know, I was like, how did these guys stay with us the last couple of years? What are those people gone now or what's the deal? They're just not a good offensive team. And we just saw a perfect example when Iowa and Penn State played. Penn State with Clifford on the field had the lead, looked like they were dominating a game. And they were going to win. Clifford goes out. They stop moving the ball. They give up field position that way. And Iowa comes back and wins a football game they shouldn't have won. You can't just be a one-sided football team and expect to win. You know, you put too much pressure. If the offense isn't good enough, it puts so much pressure on the defense. They're constantly on the field, and they're playing from behind. And their field position is so important in the game. So those things matter. Indiana going 3-and-out is going to put such pressure on their defense. They'll eventually just fold. They just can't stay with it. I mean, we're talking about a team that they're not going to have depth. They're not going to be able to rotate players like Ohio State can. So guys are going to get tired. They're going to get frustrated. They're going to let it creep in their minds that we can't win this game. You know, they say they don't, but it does. Our offense is not moving the ball. We're not scoring. And the defense eventually is going to just collapse. And that's what I think is going to happen Saturday, is just too much pressure on their offense to produce, and they can't. And Ohio State will just gradually pull away from them.
Where are you at on Tom Allen? I feel like he's a good fit for Indiana, but he's also a bit crazy. I don't know. I thought they had their guy, but now all of their losses have been to top 10 teams this year. So if they lose to Ohio State, they're going to be 2-5, and all five losses will be to top 10 teams. That's a crazy stat. I mean, Iowa's not a top 10 team any longer, but you know, they were number two there for a while. Tom Allen, man, where are you at on him?
Well, He produces at a school that is not anywhere in any way, shape, or form a football school. Whenever there are top players in Indiana, where do they go? Ohio State, some go to Notre Dame. He's got McCullough simply because he hired his dad and his brothers, and McCullough's brother's there. They're just not going to bring in the talent. Indiana just has to get right with what they've got over there. And I mean, I just don't know who's going to want to go there that's going to be better. And that's the first thing you have to answer when you're talking about firing a coach. Okay, where are you going now?
Right.
people talk about, well, you fire him. Okay. Who's next? First, you got to figure out who's next. And I don't know how many options Indiana has. So stay with this guy, try to help him get more recruits in there, maybe spend a few more dollars in the recruiting area so you can go further afoot and find players in other parts of the country that would come. Just look at Indiana as Indiana, not, that this is who they are, and kids that would go there from around the country. Just try to put a few more dollars into recruiting and get a better quality of player, because the top kids are going to leave.
Yeah, I don't think his antics would work at Ohio State, but I agree. I think Tom Allen's a really good fit at Indiana. You know, they, even if they end up, and I think they're going to right the ship. I think they're going to lose to Ohio State, but I think they're not going to go completely in the tank. Once they start playing some easier teams, I think they'll get some wins. I don't know if they're going to get enough to be bowl eligible, but yeah, I think Tom Allen's a good fit over there. I really do. All right, last thing. C.J. Stroud, I want to talk about him a little bit. Early on, I was like, whoa, not exactly looking like what we hoped. And then lately, it's like, oh, might win the Heisman. How fast things change, how we overreact to everything. But it is funny here now he's being introduced as Heisman candidate C.J. Stroud, when early in the season, it was like, is he going to get benched? Dwayne, is C.J. Stroud about where you thought he'd be in his development? He's a redshirt freshman, now halfway through his first year as a starter. Is he better? Is he worse? How do you feel about his development so far?
I'd say just slightly better than I thought he was going to be. He's a freshman. He had not thrown a pass in a college football game until September. I mean, and fans just want players to be Travion Henderson. And there just aren't a lot of guys that are that ready to play as true freshmen. And now we're seeing it. Him sitting down, I think it was huge. The shoulder is better, and I see a kid that is more, his decision making is better. I've seen him make a couple of plays that didn't amount to nothing, but it was the smartest plays he made in games because he made good decisions. Throw it away, run, just, you know, and I've seen him, one thing I've seen him do is decisively set his feet and throw. I just love how this kid's developing. He's got games in front of him here where he can get even better. It helps so much that he's got the most explosive offense in college football in front of him. He's got the best offensive line. Nobody has better receivers. And there are only a couple of running backs in the country that belong in the same conversation with Travion Henderson. It's the most complete offense in the country. It's better, one of the better, more complete offenses we've seen here at Ohio State than what he's running. He's got it right in front of him. He's not getting a lot of pressure because of the offensive line. It's just perfect for him to allow him to develop and learn and pick things up. If he makes a mistake, they can fix it quickly because there's just so damn much firepower.
I love it. Yeah, I agree with you. Very well said. I love where C.J. Stroud is at in his development, and it's only going to get better. And you're right. I mean, he couldn't be in a better situation. You're playing for Ryan Day. You've got great weapons around you with the wide receivers, the best wide receiving core in Ohio State history, great core of running backs, great offensive line, great tight end, and he is looking very much the part. Dwayne Long always looks the part. Appreciate you joining me. A little disappointed to not hear from your dogs during the show, but maybe another time. Thank you very much to Dwayne Long. Thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear the Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A
and new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.